Hasta la vista, baby. I'll be back. Get to the chopper. You won't be back.
Der Terminator ist also wieder mal zurückgekehrt nach Australien. Und er hatte da bei seiner Audienz, die er vor 2 Tagen in Melbourne gewährt hat, natürlich auch seine legendären Zitate mit dabei. Einer kleinen Medienrunde hat er außerdem viele Fragen beantwortet, was er derzeit so treibt, worauf er stolz ist und warum er auch nicht müde wird, für mehr sportliche Betätigung in der Gesellschaft zu werben. Aber dazu ein wenig später. Angesprochen darauf, ob er sich in Down Under, also hier in Australien, auch einen entsprechenden Akzent zulegt, da hatte Arnie eine passende Antwort parat.
The Aussie accent? Well, I'm still struggling with the Austrian accent. So forget the Aussie accent. Anyway, thanks very much, guys. Thank you.
Der Hauptgrund seines Besuchs war übrigens die sogenannte Arnold Classic. Das ist eine enorm große Bodybuilding-Messe, die von Freitag bis heute im Convention und Exhibition Center in Melbourne über die Bühne geht. Schwarzenegger fungiert da also als Botschafter seiner eigenen Marke. Was aber sonst treibt der heute mittlerweile 68-Jährige, der ja früher eine Weltkarriere als Bodybuilder und auch als Filmstar hingelegt hat, später dann als Politiker in der Rolle als Gouverneur von Kalifornien. Der Hunger nach neuen Projekten, sagt er, sei jedenfalls ungebrochen. Zum einen ist Schwarzenegger jetzt in den USA in einer Reality-Show zu sehen, zum anderen agiert er an einer Universität. Für ihn selbst kam es jedenfalls überraschend.
I never thought I would be part of a reality TV show. And then I was asked to do it. And I really liked the show. And I jumped at the opportunity. So you never know where your life goes. I mean, like for instance, I spent a lot of time now at USC, at the University of Southern California. I'm a professor there. I have an institute there that deals with political science issues, with environmental issues, infrastructure, business, and stuff like that. So I, you know, this is something that 10 years ago I never thought I would do, and all of a sudden there I am, really busy with that area. You know, so all this, for instance, here. Doing the Arnold Classic in 6 different continents. So these are all really fun projects to do, very interesting and to be expanding all the time. So I'm as hungry today as I was when I was 20 years old. I'm always looking for new things. I'm always looking for taking on new challenges. And that's, I think, what life is all about. I mean, it's the difference between, you know, living and existing. I mean, I like to live fully.
Verschrieben hat sich der Österreich-Amerikaner seit seiner eigenen, höchst erfolgreichen Karriere als Muskelmann vor allem einem, dem Sport. Die Faszination daran, hat er uns erzählt, hat bereits sein Vater geweckt, damals in der steirischen Heimat.
You know, I remember that my dad always took us out ice curling and ice skating and sledding in the winter. In the summer we went and played soccer at 5 o'clock when he was finished with his police work. He would be the coach at the soccer team. And that stayed with me, that exercise is part of life. It's not a fad or anything like this, it's part of life. So I think that I encourage parents to really do as much as they can.
Sport als Grundlage für ein gesundes Leben, das ist also Schwarzeneggers Motto. Und seine Botschaft an alle da draußen ist jedenfalls ganz klar.
What we are basically saying to the people is and we are encouraging them to do something. Get off the couch, don't be a couch potato, and just sit there and watch movies or watch TV, except if they're my movies. Of course, you can watch them all you want. But the bottom line is we want people to be active. You know, go out bicycle riding, go out swimming, boxing, do UFC fighting, do weightlifting, do bodybuilding. Whatever it is, do something vigorously an hour a day. This is what we encourage, and this is, I think, what the Sports and Fitness Festival really is all about.
Die Menschen zu Sport und Bewegung zu animieren, das ist also sein großes Anliegen und es hat, wie er sagt, in den letzten Jahren bereits Früchte getragen. Denn ein Beispiel dafür ist das weitgehende Vorhandensein mittlerweile von Fitnesseinrichtungen.
Well, I think the important thing is that we have as many gymnasiums and health clubs as there are grocery stores and supermarkets. And I think that we are very well on our way. I remember that 40, 50 years ago, when I traveled around the world, I could never find a gym. Now every hotel has a gym. It is really amazing, no matter where you go, no matter what continent you go, you check in, and they would have, some would have a smaller weight room or a fitness room, others would have a larger one, but every hotel has a fitness room and has a place where you can exercise. The day also, every military installation has a weight room and has a fitness room. Every fire station, every police station, every university, every sports club, every athletic club, everyone is now having a gymnasium. So there's access to training everywhere you go. So that is a huge advantage.
Bewegung alleine reicht aber bekanntermaßen leider nicht aus für Gesundheit und ein schönes Aussehen. Und auch Arnold spricht sich seit Jahren für gesunde Ernährung aus. Das hat er auch jetzt hier in Melbourne betont.
The other half of it is of course diet. We have to always teach people to eat well, because what you put in your body is what you're going to look like. So if you feed the body garbage, you're going to look like a garbage can. It's just that simple. Okay, you can't avoid it. As you know, the body is very forgiving, so you can put in crap into a body for a long time and you get away with it. Unlike with a car, if you put in the wrong oil or the wrong fuel or the wrong anything, and it will immediately stop. A body is much more forgiving, so you get away with a lot of things, but we want to encourage young kids already, or at any age, for people to eat well. That doesn't mean that you have to be on a super, super diet. I don't believe in that either. But, you know, we have every so often your desserts and may you eat well, but I mean, just watch what you eat and have your vegetables, a lot of vegetables, and stay away from the red meat as much as you can, and, you know, so you don't get your early heart attacks and all this. So there are certain rules that you should follow.
Dass er aber nicht nur predigt, sondern mit 68 auch noch selbst jeden Tag in die Fitnesskammer geht, auch das hat die steirische Eiche verraten.
I work out an hour and a half a day. I bicycle every day and I work out with weights every day.
Was für ihn jedenfalls auch fix dazugehört, damit hat er an selber Stelle, also hier in Melbourne, vor genau einem Jahr für große Aufregung gesorgt, als er nämlich entgegen der gesetzlichen Ordnung auf den Straßen mit seinem Rad ohne einen Helm unterwegs war. Aus diesem Grund gab es diesmal gleich einen als Geschenk. Die Tour auf dem Drahtesel, die lässt sich der Herr Schwarzenegger mit oder ohne Helm jedenfalls nirgends entgehen.
I go out on the bike to get some exercise and to see this beautiful city. So I have a habit that no matter where I go in the world, I go and get a bike at the hotel and then I go on a bike ride. And if it's in London or if it's in Paris or in Vienna or in Johannesburg or in Beijing, it makes no difference where it is. There's always places where you can go bike riding, and I prefer right in the middle of town to see the town and all this. And then of course when people come by and I stop somewhere at the intersection, I chat with the people, but that's not the reason really why I go out, because it's very hard to mingle with people when you're on a bike, right? It makes it very difficult, except if you maybe go on a walk. But it's just so beautiful here, and even, you know, when it's raining, I mean, it's like it's just a gorgeous town to get around on a bike with and just get your fitness at the same time and see something.
Was bei seinem Gespräch mit der Presse übrigens nicht angesprochen wurde, weil es nämlich von Schwarzenegger nicht erwünscht war, war die politische Lage in den USA. Im Vorwahlkampf, da hat er sich ja bekanntermaßen für einen republikanischen Parteifreund eingesetzt. Von der Stellung der USA als Weltmacht und den nach wie vor schier unbegrenzten Möglichkeiten ist Arnold jedenfalls immer noch überzeugt.
I think that America is still the number one country in the world. It has never changed ever since I came to the United States in 1968. I saw it firsthand being the land of opportunity, the land that really embraces everybody, that tries to be as fair to everyone, not always successfully, but I mean tries to be as fair to everyone and treat everyone equally. And I've seen firsthand of how the doors of opportunities open up if you're willing to work your butt off. I mean, there's no freebie, you know, so then there is, you know, very little safety net. So America is the place you can make it, you can go and get big, you can get to be famous, you can go and be rich, and all of those things, unlike any place else. But you got to work your butt off. That is the bottom line.
Kommentiert hat Schwarzenegger in Australien übrigens auch einen der ganz großen Trends unserer Zeit, nämlich die sozialen Medien und damit die Möglichkeit, für jede Art von Information zu jeder Zeit einen Abnehmer zu finden. Für ihn jedenfalls ist das eine gute Entwicklung.
I think there's a lot of stuff that you can get now on the internet that has to do with fitness and with bodybuilding, and I just love that. You know, that we don't have to wait every month, even though I'm the executive editor, you know, of the Muscle and Fitness magazine and Flex and all this. But, I mean, I just think that we should get information every day rather than wait for once a month a magazine to come out and then hopefully you find something that you like. You know, there's just so much information out there now, medical information, health information, nutrition information. So, I mean, it is great the kind of knowledge that people can get now from just going on that iPad or on this iPhone and just or your computer and get that information.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, in einer kleinen Gemeinde in der Nähe des österreichischen Graz geboren und dann zu Weltruhm aufgestiegen. An diesem Wochenende hat er also wieder einmal eine Audienz in Australien abgehalten. Und natürlich hat er sich auch den Grand Prix in Melbourne am Nachmittag nicht entgehen lassen. Dass er nächstes Jahr wieder hier vorbeischaut, das soll übrigens mehr als wahrscheinlich sein.